Well, who's the EGOT?
EGOT is not a person, TJ. It's a goal. It stands for Emmy, a Grammy, Oscar, and Tony.
That's a good goal for a talented, crazy person.
Well, that comes, of course, from the show 30 Rock. That's Tracy Jordan speaking there. And actually, there are only a small number of people who've gotten the Emmy, the Grammy, or the Oscar, the Tony. But a few more of them racked up a Tony Award, at least, last night. It was almost like the night at the movies for the Tony Awards. Joining us now is Patrick Healy. He was there covering the awards for our partner, the New York Times. And really, Patrick, I'm just going to list off some of the actors who were there, which really could have been the Academy Awards. We had Liev Schreiber. We had Alfred Molina, Jude Law, Christopher Walken, Denzel Washington. Washington actually walked away with a win for his appearance in Fences. Kelsey Grammer, Sean Hayes, Valerie Harper, Catherine Zeta-Jones, David Alan Grier, Scarlett Johansson. I mean, good grief.
I'm blinded by all that celebrity.
What's going on? Is this a trend?
Well, yeah, it's interesting. I mean, we were coming in, if you remember, into a season when the economy was still in recession, and a lot of producers were really worried about whether they'd be able to sell tickets. And you know, several of them went with, you know, high profile stars who they thought would really help at the box office.
So, and what were the big surprises last night? I mentioned that Denzel Washington won Best Actor for his appearance in Fences. Any surprises for you among the winners?
Well, it's interesting. Very rarely do you have a year when a play, Red, wins more Tonys than the Best Musical, Memphis, which only won 4. Red won 6, which is sort of a sign, you know, that the Tonys were really being spread around, that there was no real runaway favorite, runaway hit like Billy Elliot, the musical, or The Producers, and so on. You know, I guess I was a little bit surprised by Scarlett Johansson winning. Even though her performance was very, very strong, it just seemed like in every category where a Hollywood star was nominated, that star won. You know, you would have thought that a few more of kind of the Broadway veterans would have emerged with Tonys last night.
But one thing that you point out when you're speaking about Memphis did win for Best Play, and you wrote, no show devoted to the lives of Black characters has won the Best Musical Tony since Ain't Misbehaving in 1978. So do you give significance to this award coming up last night?
Absolutely. No, absolutely. You know, some people were divided on the quality of Memphis, but one thing that Memphis has done that's so interesting is that it has really drawn, you know, a large number of African-American audience members to Broadway. You go into the theater in Memphis every night, and, you know, sometimes it looks like it's almost, you know, half white, half Black, you know, but there's this shared enthusiasm for the music, the sort of early rock and roll, the 50s music, you know, so that show is doing something different and exciting and doing it with a really pure American musical theater film.
Oddly
so
enough,
I'm excited about that. Yeah.
Although the show is devoted to Black characters, it was written by white guys in Memphis. However, still won. Patrick Healy covers the arts for our partner, the New York Times. We're hearing music from the musical Memphis last night, which won for Best Play.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Geoffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at the New Yorker. So join us every week on the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.